Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So you can hear my voice is kind of crappy today. I got a little bit sick over the holidays. Apparently all that time off was just my body's allergic to it and I don't know what to do with it. So the podcast today is actually related to how I am at the moment. Somebody asked recently on our social media page, they asked about kind of the specifics of training and nutrition when you're coming back after being sick. So, what a great podcast to make while I'm sick. But I figured it would be a really good topic, and not only is it going to be good for people coming back from sickness, but also, I'm recording this on January 2nd, by the way, so this is actually right after the holidays. And typically, if somebody had been working out previously, so they're not like a New Year's resolutioner where working out is new to them, but if they've typically been working out, over the holidays we kind of miss our normal schedule, we maybe eat some foods we shouldn't be eating, so coming back into the gym can sometimes feel like you're starting over a bit, or it can feel related to how someone would feel coming back from sickness. So this might actually be a good topic for kind of everybody, more than just the people like me who are sick and wanting to know if it's okay to work out. So, in general, when we're sick, our food intake is usually lower than normal, and we tend to focus more on carbohydrates because it's easier for the body to process. So if you ever find yourself craving more sugars when you're sick, that's actually normal. That's a normal human behavior. Your body does not want to put in work for slow digesting carbs and fats and proteins. It would rather just be given straight glucose, like straight sugar, because it's just easier. The body has less work for it. And then also, when we're sick, our body's usually trying to fight some stuff off and it's busy. So it'd rather get a faster source of energy that it can just use right now, rather than having to do work when it's already trying to work. And then also, our body is usually pretty stressed during that time. And what this all leads to is like low food intake and your body being stressed. When you go to come back to work out, you're going to have very little energy compared to what you're used to. And everything's going to kind of feel heavy and it's going to kind of hurt in the joints. It's just not going to feel really good that first workout back. And that's going to lower your willingness to accept discomfort that you would normally have in your training. So we talked about in past podcasts that if you want a new body, you have to challenge the current body you have. So you have to work out hard enough to get uncomfortable enough that your current body says, holy crap, this is miserable. I need to get bigger. I need to get stronger. I need to get better cardio. Whatever your training stimulus is, it's going to have to adapt to it. So that means that you have to typically push into a level of uncomfortable that is beyond what is kind of like a normal, kind of everyday uncomfortable, so that way you can get a better response out of your body. And if you're low in food and low in energy, you're not going to really feel like pushing into that new area of uncomfortable. So it's typical then when you come back from training, if you set your normal expectations, okay, if you expect a workout to be just like it always is, when you're not how you always are, you're going to get disappointed. So we're going to talk about in this podcast is what are some expectations and what are some ways we can set things up to feel more successful rather than kind of banging our head against the wall of what we have, like kind of inappropriate expectations in the sense of being unrealistic to the moment we're in. So how do we set more realistic expectations? And let's look first at training. So typically with training, like we said, when you're coming back, your body has kind of already been stressed, your food is low, so your ability to accept pain and discomfort is low. So one of the things that I typically do is I will have my first workout or two, and we'll get to it in a second here, how much or how many. But I'd have my first workout or two where I'm not necessarily following my typical plan. I want to come in and I want to pick exercises that are comfortable and easy and I'm familiar with, and kind of give myself like they say, like in, you know, baseball or terminology, they'll say give somebody like a softball. So if a pitcher's going to throw you a ball and they just throw it underhand in a really high arc, you know, you're going to be able to crack that thing out of the park. So you want to give yourself exercises that feel like they're kind of easy, they're familiar. And a couple things I do, I'll give you guys just two examples of kind of sets and reps, is if I want to still feel like I'm moving something heavy. So I'm like, okay, I know I'm not going to come back in and try to squat 90% of my max because I don't feel good, but I still want to move something heavy so that way I don't lose strength. I typically use a technique where I'll pick an exercise, like say, like cable back rows, and I'll do 5 reps and then have a 5 count isometric hold on the last rep. So I'll do rep 1, rep 2, rep 3, rep 4, rep 5, and on the squeeze, the main contraction of rep 5, I'll hold it for 5 seconds. And typically what that allows is it allows you to get pretty heavy in weight before you would feel like annoyance in the joints and anything like that. And it allows you to, during that isometric hold, you get a chance to kind of feel what muscles are firing. The muscles have a little bit more of like a stress on them than what would be typical of like, say, a 20 rep set. So if you just do a burnout set where your muscles are burning and screaming, that can, you know, be good and beneficial, but that isn't going to necessarily let you get a heavy thing on you. So doing the 5 reps with a 5 count isometric hold, it allows you to still feel something heavy. So you might still not be up to like, say, 90% of your max on anything, but you're going to be a lot heavier than just like a regular pump style workout. So, and again, I would typically pick isolation exercises and machines more so than free weights. So rather than a barbell squat, I might do leg press, hack squat, you know, leg extension, leg curl, stuff like that. And part of the reason why it's a little bit easier on your joints, and you also involve less muscles at one time. So again, if you're coming back from being sick, you're coming back from being underfed, you're coming back from being off of your training, your body's not ready for like, you know, a slap in the face type of response. So you want to kind of ease it in, and doing isolation exercises is one of those ways. And an isolation exercise, if you don't know, means you're just targeting one specific muscle or muscle group, and you're eliminating the involvement of other muscles. So for example, if I do a leg press versus a barbell squat, a leg press is going to reduce my lower back involvement. I don't have to brace my core. My shoulders and upper body aren't going to be involved. It just shoves the work into the hips and the thighs, and it makes it simple. So that would be an idea of an isolation versus a more bigger compound movement. So the heavy technique, like we said, is 5 reps with a 5 count isometric hold. The lighter kind of pump technique, where if I don't want to do anything heavier, if that's not my typical training, is I would do a warm-up set of around 20 reps, where on a particular exercise, around 20 reps is somewhat of a burn. I can feel the muscles working, and I can get an idea of my form feeling smooth or not. I then add a little bit of weight, and I do a set of 16 to 20 reps, which means somewhere around 16 to 20, the muscles either reach failure and they can't move the weight anymore, my form breaks down, and or there's a burn in my muscles, uncomfortable enough that it forces me to stop. So it's not that I just do 16 reps and stop, where I really could have done 20 or 25. It's actually pretty darn hard between 16 and 20. I'll then add even more weight and do a set of 12 to 16. Add more weight, do a set of 8 to 12. Add more weight, do a set of 6 to 8. So typically what happens is in the 20 rep set, the 16 to 20 and the 12 to 16, those 3 sets, you're going to get muscle burn, and you're going to get an increased feeling throughout those sets of feeling good with that exercise, getting the technique pattern down, and just feeling confident. And then the last 2 sets, your 8 to 12 rep set and your 6 to 8 rep set, they're going to feel kind of harder and heavier. But before you would feel beat up by that exercise, you do those 2 and you walk away. So it's 5 total sets, with 4 of them being technically working sets. So again, the rep range is around a 20 rep set. Then you add weight, you do a 16 to 20. Add weight, do a 12 to 16. Add weight, do an 8 to 12. Add weight, do a 6 to 8. So I might do, like, if I'm doing upper body, I might do chest flies that way. Then go to a chest press machine. And then I might do reverse flies and then a back row, maybe even a lat pull down. So something like that, where you're going to kind of hit around all the muscles and move through different ranges of motion, different angles. So that helps you get more variety in on the muscles. So that's basically the training breakdown. Is you want to come in not necessarily expecting to, you know, crush the world on your first workout back. You want to give yourself a good chance to be successful, in the sense that you're going to give yourself easier exercises, kind of go away from your normal sets and reps, and just kind of get reacclimated to the gym again. So that's the idea of training, and you will not fall behind. So sometimes people say, well, I don't want to do that because, you know, what if I, you know, what if I don't make as much progress, or, you know, what if I'm missing out on da 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 da. Well, if you come in and you set the world on fire in your first workout, you might then re-aggravate some stuff in the body, get yourself sick again, or you just kind of pull a muscle, or you annoy the hell out of a joint because it wasn't really ready for it. So sometimes crushing that first workout, it crushes you, and you'll miss the quality of your second and third, even your fourth workouts back. So it's better to kind of take one or two workouts to ease into it and then be full steam ahead, rather than kind of hitting the wall after that first workout and missing a week or so of quality after that. Okay, next we have nutrition. So typically when you've been sick, you will not be eating as much as you normally do. So you want to get back to your normal caloric amount as fast as possible. One of the ways to do that is to eat foods that are faster digesting, in the sense to where instead of me maybe having quinoa, I might want to have white rice instead, just because it's easier to eat white rice or white potatoes. And if I want to have like proteins, for example, not everybody loves fish, but like white fish, like tilapia, is easier to digest than say steak. So you might want to pick foods that are kind of just faster, easier digesting. That allows you to be able to eat more often throughout the day, then eat more volume per meal. It allows you to get your calorie count back up. So for example, white rice and tilapia, you can eat a lot of that compared to trying to eat like a big dense steak when you're already kind of like feeling run down and beat up. So typically your body will not crave foods that are going to require a lot of work when you're coming back from being sick. Like we said, the body's already stressed. It doesn't want more work to do. So you'll typically find yourself just easier to eat foods that are faster digesting. And then you also want to focus on foods you like. So don't try to force down foods you don't normally like anyhow, because you're definitely not going to want to eat them when you're coming back from being sick. So it's okay to eat some foods that are more favorable and more in your wheelhouse of what you like, just to be able to get your calories back up. So all of that advice is understanding that you want to get up to your normal caloric amount. So if you normally eat, say, 3,000 calories a day, and all of a sudden you're eating, you know, white rice instead of quinoa, you're eating, you know, breakfast cereal because it gets the calories down, you're drinking half a gallon of orange juice just because it tastes good, but now all of a sudden you're having 4,000 calories, okay, time to stop that. So that'll make you fat. So it's do what you got to do to get your normal caloric limit. And then once you're at your normal caloric intake, then you want to go ahead and switch back to your regular diet and eating all the healthy foods that you should have been eating. So that's one thing you want to do. So eat what you need to, just get some food in you, get your calories up, and then worry about the quality of the food once the calories are where they need to be. And then also, we've talked about it before, and this is just a good reminder of the benefit of having carbohydrates intra-workout. So make sure you eat something before you go work out, so that way your gas tank is full and you'll feel like you have good energy. And then also make sure you drink some calories while you're working out. So depends on your style of training. We've had a podcast before about intra-workout drinks. So it depends on your style of training, depends on how much fluid you want, how much sugars, whether you want to put in any like whey protein into that. But the idea is if you can drink more calories while you're working out. So if I can drink some Gatorade while I'm working out, I'm going to have like feel like I have a little more energy than I normally would. So you think about it, if you're working out, you're using fuel out of your gas tank. So the idea of drinking sugars while you work out is you're putting the fuel back in as you're burning it off. So that's the idea of an intra-workout drink, is it just helps you stay more fueled while you're trying to use your body and use the machine of yourself, the machine of your body. Okay, so my throat's getting scratchy and this is starting to be miserable, so hopefully we got through all the good stuff. So like we said in the training, is come back and exercises that feel comfortable. Don't worry about hitting your normal weights. Just try to move some stuff around. Focus on getting good technique. Just getting yourself back into the gym and feeling successful that you're back in. Don't worry about the details. Just get back in and move something around. As for nutrition, get back to your regular caloric intake however you need to. Once you're at your normal amount, then worry about the cleanliness of the food. So don't worry about eating clean until you get to your regular amount first. That'll allow you to get your calories up first. You'll have better energy first. You'll have better recovery from your workouts first. Then you can worry about the quality, okay? So, in general, when it comes to sickness, if your body temperature is up, do not work out, okay? Working out is just going to raise your body temperature even more, make it even worse. However, if you're just stuffy and you kind of feel not really sure, you're like, oh, I don't feel that great, but I don't want to miss a day. Well, then go in, do some isolation stuff, do some light stuff, you know, just kind of play around. Maybe you'll feel good and you'll get into a good workout. Maybe you'll feel like crap and you just kind of finish the rest of the workout walking on a treadmill. But you got in there, you moved around, you did something, you were active, and that's going to allow you to feel better about yourself and better in control of staying on track with your goals. Okay, so hopefully this was helpful, some good information for us on coming back after sickness. So hopefully I can start to use this once I start feeling better. So if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. If you like the podcast, please share them. It's really helpful when I hear of new people listening to this stuff, even you guys, the old people. it's just cool. It's just really exciting to hear more people getting good quality information. So if you like the podcast, please share it with somebody. It does help. So the more people we help in the world, the happier the world's going to be. And then if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions for future podcasts, we'd love to hear from you. So we've made a lot of recent podcasts based on listener suggestions, and that's actually what I'd really love to have, is this podcast being driven by you guys. So that way it's exactly what you want from it, okay? So don't ever hesitate to reach out to us. I want to make sure this podcast answers all of your questions. So our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.